Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Now chatting with Christina Liu.
And we're chatting with Christina, and we didn't get to it at the last segment, but we do want to find out what's going on around the town.
Yeah, so there's a lot. It's great. You know, Project Independence has been coming up with tons of virtual programming and also trying to find out ways to convert our old programming into virtual. So I want to just tell people that you could do the World in Motion current events group that I actually hosted, that Zoom hosted it a couple of weeks ago, and it was such a great group. And that was another group, you know, you're talking about current events and it could get heavy, the issues, but everyone was very respectful of each other's opinion. So that meets on Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. via Zoom. So you can call, you just call 311 or 869-6311 and you can get a Zoom link and it's very easy to join. We also have a social discussion group that meets on Thursdays, a men's group that meets on Fridays, our fabulous technology for the Terrified series. This one meeting August 17th via Zoom is called Use Your Smartphone or Tablet to Have Fun, which I think is great. You know, there's always these different topics. Our favorite technology guru, Barbara Melman, is posting, and this one is good because there's a lot of fun things you can do. And listen, it's also a great way to, I know my mom plays games on her phone as kind of to check out and to, you know, it's like a little breath, a little stress relief. She does. So you can learn about that. And I think it's important to know you can do fun things and also educational things with technology.
I understand there was a chat group this week about telemedicine.
Yes, I actually,
which I was not able to attend, but I would like
to. It was really wonderful. I actually was the Zoom host for that meeting, so I was on it, and it was our three nurses who are amazing, our Northwell Health nurses, and they presented, each of them, kind of different things to learn how to, you know, it's a new world. A lot of doctors are saying, you know, if you don't have to come in, it's obviously there's certain circumstances you always need to kind of go into the office. But especially in the height of all this, there was a lot of these telemedicine being offered. And in the beginning, you know, when telemedicine, I remember when we first started Project Independence, it was kind of this like unknown territory that existed. And it was really, it was expensive. You needed different equipment. But now through these different platforms, there's ways to do that. And I know my dad had a couple of virtual visits with doctors. And he's certainly not tech savvy. So if he got through it, it was good. But it's just, and there was just great tips and questions. And it was a really engaging, wonderful conversation. I actually wrote down that I would like to get the nurses on the radio show to talk about that too. I think it would be a great topic. So it's just stuff like that that is wonderful. And you know, speaking about technology, what I loved during that meeting, one of our Project Independence members, who she's on tons of programs she does and she signs up for. And I'm so impressed with the seniors who are really just diving in. And you could tell as the different Zoom, you know, classes go on and the more you do, she was changing her background in like the middle of the thing. All of a sudden it was like a tropical beach. And I was just so impressed, you know, that here was someone who wasn't the most tech savvy of people was able to do something like that. And I think that's a perk about this situation, that there are going to be people that are going to walk away more technology able. And it opens your world. It really does. You know, John was saying you could FaceTime your grandkids and, you know, all these different things. And it's certainly a benefit of this because it kind of forced you, if you wanted to stay connected, you had to hop on the technology train.
You know, I'm just going to interrupt one quick story. My 9-year-old is starting golf.
Okay? I love it.
And I have a picture. Actually, I'll send it to both of you after the show. He's starting golf. Last night, he FaceTimed PETA, asking PETA if he'd like to come to the club and hit balls with him one day.
I love it.
I don't play. And he said, Grandpa, you want to come? I said, I don't play.
Skipped right over you. I like PETA.
But he did ask PETA.
Yeah, well, he wanted to have a golf date. I really like that. That's wonderful. But, here's something like that.
John, you could go to miniature golf with him, which there's one right over here in New Hyde Park. And there's a driving range there. And I've done this with my grandchildren. you go to the driving range, you get a bucket of balls. Don't get the 500 ball bucket because you do all day. But you get a small bucket and you can sit and watch him hit balls. And then there's a little snack thing there where you can get a snack or you can do miniature golf. So even though you don't golf, you can participate with him.
That I'm more than willing to do.
That's me too. Yeah. Sign me up for miniature golf any day. That's my kind of golf.
Well, it's right on Denton Avenue.
I know where it is. I remember going up years ago, but I've never been there, of course. Yeah. Behind the car wash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you get the small bucket. He can hit the balls. There's a bench there. You can watch him hit balls. And I'm sure he would enjoy it. And,
Talking about the bucket of balls, that's the other conversation I had with him. He says, Grandpa, you get as many balls as you want. I said, no, it's free. I said, no, it's not free. You're just paying for those buckets of balls. You're in a club. That's not free. It's a country.
It's free. Well, I like it. I support it. At least he's got a new little hobby.
Oh, gosh.
Also, what's very exciting, months ago, before all this happened, we would promote our partnership with St. Francis, who did the cardiac screening van. So we've been throughout the whole thing, I'm in contact with them about kind of coming up with ways of still providing this service. Obviously, it's tricky. You don't want them in the van. So how are we going to, bring the service, especially to our lower income senior housing facilities? So we were able to find they submitted a safety protocol, and I want people to be aware, any of our partnerships that we're continuing in this, they have to submit to us a whole safety protocol, so we have that on file, and just a whole plan of how to do navigate the new world. And with St. Francis, so they're going to be able to provide these screenings over at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury and Manhasset Valley Residents in Manhasset. And they're going to either do it outside under a tent, depending on the weather, or both these facilities have a big community room. So you're able to kind of separate things, which is great because, a lot of these seniors haven't had any kind of screenings, especially blood pressure screenings, in a very long time. So we're really trying to figure out ways, like I said, to navigate and kind of have some aspects of our normal, programming, which is certainly important.
I'd like to propose a group that maybe we're just chatting about here, but I read about a group that was created for seniors. It was a reminiscent group. And basically what that is people get together and they talk about their life and they talk about their past, which when you get older, your peers who you had this to share with, you're going to lose. They're not around. So people apparently enjoyed being able to talk about what they did for a living and where they grew up and, and basically having like a little group chat about reminiscing about your lives. So with people who care about what you may have done in your life.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was really a pretty good idea. And I have not heard of us, Project Independence, doing
that is definitely something I think that might even work well. I know in the past we had kind of some reminiscent groups, but I think that's actually something that could work really well virtually, and I think especially we had talked about that. I think last week we were saying too, having this virtual thing and being home, you could almost have like a little show and tell situation because you're home, so I think that's a great thing to do, and I support it. Too bad you can't, crack open a bottle of wine while you do it, really, really set the mood, to reminisce.
Well, maybe.
Anna said, all right, we might have a different group. We'll have to pitch this.
I don't think there's anything against the lore about having a glass of wine.
But it's really, I like that. I think that's great. You know, we're certainly constantly trying to come up with different innovative programs. And something that we're doing with Northwell Health, which is very exciting, starting in September, it's a 6-week program virtually via Zoom, and it's called Heart Smart, 6 Steps in 6 Weeks to Heart Healthy Living. And what was really great, you know, we met with them actually, I guess yesterday or the day before, whatever day it was. And they were saying, you know, this came out, there was a book that some doctors wrote. So they read this and said, this would be a great way to kind of have a program, you know, and it's almost similar to our Stepping On program with Northwell. So each week is kind of a different theme. There'll be a different speaker. And their whole point is really not to shame you. You know, they don't want it to be this kind of group meeting, like you're doing everything wrong, like, you know, really attack you and make you feel kind of defensive. And they were saying that this is, so you'll walk away with, you know, they, you know, tips, you know, golden nuggets, if you will, you'll walk away with each session. And I think it's great. You know, our PI nurses are involved, obviously in partnership with the Katz Institute for Women's Health, but it's for women and men, the Zoom sessions. And I think it's great. And they were saying, they've did this a couple of times now, that actually the Zoom forum for it, they feel people are more comfortable, you know, that even though you're like still able to see people in, you know, visually, you still feel kind of protected that you'll share something, you know, personal about your health or what it may be that you wouldn't do necessarily if you were in some kind of class, you know, with people. So they think it's actually working out really well. So I really encourage people to do this. There'll be great speakers. It's going to kick off on September 2nd. And you would just call 311 to join that class. So I think that's really great.
Okay, Christine,
I just read something yesterday or today. If you don't have this on the list, the virtual town talent series.
Yes, that was hot. We can get to that in the next segment. That was hot off the presses.
We're going to have to hold on that because we've got to go in for a break, okay? You're listening to Senior Talk Radio. You can find 88.1 FM and WCW.com. Right back.